WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We're entering day 16 of the government shutdown. Senate lawmakers Wednesday for the ninth time failed to pass legislation to reopen the government. Thousands of federal workers remain furloughed. The Trump administration says it will fire over 10,000 workers, even as a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown. A fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. So far, Hamas has not disarmed nor returned all the bodies of dead hostages to Israel.
President Trump telling CNN that essentially he could give Israel the green light to resume its attacks if Hamas doesn't comply with the ceasefire agreement.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Jerusalem. 29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht, the man accused of starting a fire that eventually became the deadly blaze that devastated the Pacific Palisades area of Los Angeles earlier this year, indicted by a federal grand jury. This is ABC News. A group of Democratic state governors has launched a new alliance aimed at coordinating their public health efforts.
The Governor's Public Health Alliance says it's nonpartisan, but the initial members are all Democrats of 15 states plus Guam, including New York, California, and Illinois. They say they will share data, messages about threats, and emergency preparedness, and say the Trump administration isn't doing its job. Dr. Mandy Cohen, former CDC director, is on a bipartisan advisory panel. Democratic governors who imposed COVID mask mandates and school closures were the ones who damaged trust in public health, says the Department of Health and Human Services.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, for the 2026-27 school year is now open. Despite the government shutdown, officials say the Education Department will still process applications, and students are encouraged to apply as soon as possible. J.M. Smucker Company suing Trader Joe's, alleging the chain's new frozen peanut butter and jelly sandwiches too similar to Uncrustables. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trigby? She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allbaugh Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
The Brewers head to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, Game 3 of the NLCS. Tomorrow evening at 5:08 between the Brewers and Dodgers, the crew losing last night's game 5-1. Do the Brewers need to improve their focus? Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
Yeah, we have to, 100%. It's not fun to be 0-2, you know, going to L.A. I think we have to turn the page and try to come back in Los Angeles.
The Brewers have only 2 runs on 5 hits for the series so far. They've struck out 15 times. Pat Murphy.
You know, we chased way more than we've chased all year. We've been the best in baseball at not chasing. These pitchers brought out the worst in us.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Thunder, 116-112 at Fiserv Forum in their final preseason game.
Again, it wasn't our best basketball game, but offensively, we were really good. If we can play the same type of offense that we played tonight, you know, we're going to be pretty happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allbaugh Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a slight shower chance, and a low in the upper 40s. And staying on the cloudier side tomorrow, again a slight chance of a shower, high upper 60s. Partly sunny in the mid-70s Friday with a few showers around. Cooler again this weekend. It's 55 right now.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee actress and filmmaker Kara Mulrooney makes the popcorn pick of the week. Then Dan Hess of Old World Wisconsin joins me to discuss a big upcoming event. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Conrad has restless leg syndrome where it's hard to control your leg, and you got to be careful. There's a lot of expensive stuff around this studio. So, what broke over there just now?
A couple speakers.
They just redid the studio. We'll be dealing with,
sorry.
This is a serious thing. All right, what are we going to do here?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
WMDX. Curiosity required. Partisanship optional.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff. Coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up for the last half an hour of the show, we lighten it up as usual with Audio Sorbet. Today's question is, guys, do you pedicure? That is the question for today's audio survey. Do you manicure and pedicure? Do you pedicure? This is guy specific.
I pet dogs. I pet cats. But I don't know if I pedicure.
We'll talk about that. our coming up after the... Thank you, Calvin. Coming up after the 10:30 news. We'll end the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Mothman Cometh edition. So stay tuned for that. Wanted to start off with a little discussion about the No Kings protest, which is set for this Saturday around the country.
Yes.
The last one that they had, which was, what, a month ago? A little more than a month ago?
I think a little bit more. No,
a little more than a month. Got millions of people turning out.
That happened actually in, no, June.
Oh, it was in
it
June.
Was June.
It was in June. But yes, there is another No Kings rally set for this Saturday all across the country. And the Republicans are not happy about this.
Really, Jane? Oh, my God.
No, it's this is people who hate it's people who hate America, Greg.
Oh, it's that simple. It's that cut and dry. There's no... No nuance, no details, no gray, no nothing. It's just you hate America.
Tom Emmer told Maria Bartiromo on Faux News, these guys are playing to the most radical, small, violent base in the country. You will see them on Saturday. They just do not love this country. There have been protests ongoing in a number of cities around the country, especially in Portland.
Oh, my goodness.
Lots going on in Portland. If you watch any social media, you have seen people dressed up in inflatable costumes.
Yes.
Lots of frogs.
Lots of frogs.
Lots of frogs in inflatable frog costumes.
Which is funny because that like whole edgelord 4chan movement used a frog for
Peppy.
Their... Yep. Yeah. Oh, wow.
I know that.
I feel... Are they taking it back? They taking it back?
Reclaiming frogs.
Because honestly, if it's Peppy the Frog, the Republicans are ready to deport Peppy the Frog, then they're going to get rid of him. They're going to keep him. He's ours.
Stephen Colbert's show had a little response from what they're calling the Portland Frogs. Because again, Republicans very, very upset about the... protests going on in Portland with people dressed up as inflatable animals. So as the opening for the Colbert Show, Calvin, let's play that clip, please. The Portland Frogs fight back.
And now a response from the leader of the Frog Resistance.
It was hilarious.
Yes, and I must say, to the Hillsboro Hops or the Portland Pickles, the two minor league teams in Portland, please next season have one night be the Portland Frogs.
The Portland Frogs.
That would be amazing.
They got a big following.
So there's hop big, into that game.
Big following. We bring this up.
Yeah.
Because again, we're hearing pretty much the whole, we're hearing the same line now from Republicans about this No Kings rally mm-hmm. on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's people who hate America.
Yeah.
I know people who are going to this rally. I'm pretty sure they don't hate America.
Well, just to give a bit, you know, we were talking about the numbers here, and there was, you know, it was all over the country. It was in more than 2,100 towns. It was cities across the U.S. They estimate between 5 to 6 million people took part in these protests, these peaceful protests through the streets of this country, all over America. And I bring that up because I will never forget this one number that came up when we were looking at all of the different rallies in Wisconsin. Because we had someone call saying, I'm a blue dot in a red wave. And that's not true. I don't think so. There are people out there in your neighborhood who think like you just don't know them. And maybe some people are
they might be afraid to say
something. But these are not only great ways to voice your opposition against the powers that be, but it's also great for connecting with people who think alike, who can come together and share and feel safety. But the point was, is that in Spooner, Wisconsin, in June, at the No Kings rally. We're talking, you know, L.A. had great numbers. Chicago had great numbers. Milwaukee had great numbers.
Yep.
Spooner, Wisconsin. Think about this. Spooner, Wisconsin had 300 people. 300 people at their rally. That is mind-blowing and beautiful, and I love that. And those people do not hate America.
No.
And if your gut reaction is to see people marching through the streets for a better country, if your first thought is they hate us, that's something for you to deal with, because at the very least, you should be saying, I support their right to march. I support their right to speak.
It's the First Amendment.
That is the basic fabric of this country we've been talking about for 200 and almost 50 years at this point. And it absolutely infuriates me that our, quote, leaders are getting up there and just flippantly saying they hate America. What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most of the folks who are planning to go to the No Kings rally on Saturday do not hate America.
Because those folks who are marching, whether you like it or not, and I'm talking to the MAGA supporters who are people who own the HVAC companies and people who work plumbing and people who have a desk job and people who are the cops and whomever is giving us your time right now, and thank you very much, even though you disagree with us, they're marching for you too. Because this affects all of us. We talk about it all the time, and I'm kind of getting tired of saying it, but it's the truth. At the end of the day, we're all the same in their eyes. None of us are billionaires. None of us are millionaires, most likely. We don't have the ability to pay for a congressman, buy legislation.
Buy a Supreme Court justice.
Take a billionaire to lunch. We are hardworking folks. Whether you're middle class, working class, you're working poor, wherever you are, we are the same in that sense, and they're marching for you because your rights are just as important as theirs, and if you don't want to march, that's fine, but they're doing the heavy lifting. They do not hate America. They love this country, and they should be celebrated.
Absolutely. Saturday's No Kings rally, we're hearing the same message coming from Republicans that everyone who attends is all Antifa that hates America.
Mm-hmm.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was asked yesterday about some of the looks like really extreme behavior by ICE,
yes,
especially in Chicago.
Yes.
And the way they are treating some protesters there. There was a minister who was protesting outside of an ICE facility who was not engaged in violence. He mm-hmm. was standing outside the facility with several other people, and they shot him in the head with a pepper ball.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Johnson was asked about that Galvin, we have a clip from the Speaker of the House. Can we play that clip, please, from Mike Johnson?
Demand oversight on federal law enforcement. Well, I've not seen them cross the line yet, and that we
He's
have
about ICE.
Jurisdiction who have that responsibility, but it's not risen to that level. What I've seen is the abuse of law enforcement by radical leftist activists. You know, most recently, the most threatening thing I've seen yet was the naked bicyclers in Portland who were protesting ICE down there. I mean, it's getting really ugly.
I don't dispute it was there might have been ugly.
Hey,
as part of the naked bike ride,
we're all beautiful.
Well, sure, but that's your biggest concern.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of naked people, and it was raining last weekend in Portland. It was cold.
Yeah,
Tom Hartman's talked about it on his show.
Yeah,
it was rainy and cold, and yet the people in Portland keep Portland weird. Came out for a naked bike ride. All mm-hmm. they did was ride their bicycles.
Yep.
They weren't threatening anybody. They weren't armed. It was kind of easy to tell.
But Jane, we got to remember that as you refer to him as Speaker Moses Mike Johnson, this is a man who has an app on his phone with his son where they can police each other's phone usage on what websites they go mm-hmm. to. I have no doubt in my mind that the idea of people bicycling unclothed through the streets of Portland is a horrifying image to him.
Yes.
Or unlock some other image that I don't want to get into right now. But still, come on, though. I mean, even from your side of it, like you could say the amount of babies being murdered by abortion. You could say so many things, but no, the naked bike ride is the thing in the moment. It is.
It's crossing the line, Greg.
By the way, Jane, let's just make a point here. If the naked bike ride through Portland is one of the key aspects that represents the horrific nature of Antifa, what does that really say about Antifa?
Right. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. If you're planning on going this Saturday, yes. We would love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Brett in Brown Deer texting and listening on WAUK. I will be at the protest again. If I didn't love my country, I wouldn't have served it for 12 years. In the U.S. Army has been fighting fascism for 250 years. Thank you, Brett.
And thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Truly.
855-752-4842. Jean from Eau Claire on the line. Good morning, Jean. What do you want to say about this?
Oh, thank you so much for covering. Great show today, guys. You know, all of the people that are out there in the numbers, you can't pay that many people to protest.
Right?
Yeah.
And they do not want people to see that their brothers and sisters and their neighbors and cousins and everybody's out there saying, we don't like this. Then maybe they'll start doubting some of the lies that are told to them. And in addition, I think don't many states you have to have a license to practice medicine? Because I don't think those two yahoos have them in the White House. So thank you and keep up the great work and go, guys. Thank you for protesting. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Gene. Appreciate it.
I will have the No Kings website on the show notes for you today if you want to find out what's going on. There are, seriously, just look at the map. The dots on the map for all the events happening this weekend at the event. Also, it's a great, I mean, I'm going to use this as a plug real quick. Get the Civic Media app. Put it on your device. If you're at the protest this weekend, seriously, take pictures and text them into us. Like, not even just the show, to the network. We want to see what's going on.
Absolutely.
If you see something happening, take video, send it to us. We will, and if it's important we need to talk about, we will talk about it.
The other thing, though, and it's, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
If you see someone mm-hmm. acting out.
Yes.
Trying to start violence.
Mm-hmm.
You got to step in and stop it.
Well, and also I'm like 99% sure that the No Kings website has ways to deal with those who are trying to be agitators. There are methods, you know, people will stop their movement so they can, you can say, oh, these individuals who aren't moving aren't part of this, that this person is causing, these people are causing the problem. Take that into heart because in a movement like this for such a huge event, they are going to be looking for anything
yes.
to say, look,
the violence,
yes. the Antifa, all that stuff. So yes. we keep it peaceful, we keep it moving, and also keep it respectful.
And keep it light.
Yeah, have fun. Make a cool sign.
Get an inflatable frog costume.
Put some sparkles on your sign.
I'm thinking about unicorn.
Jane, if you get a... Oh, Jane,
if I can find one before Saturday.
Oh!
We'll continue this on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and we will be right back.
WMDX, where conversations last longer than tweets.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
From lakeside sunsets to State Street debates, Madison never runs out of stories. At 92.7 WMDX, we share the ones that matter most. With local voices, smart talk, and news you can trust. Because this is our city too, 92.7 WMDX, where Madison turns up the volume on real conversation.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and our resident young person, Calvin, on the board, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are talking about the No Kings rally that is set for this Saturday. Republicans pretty much uniformly saying these are all people who hate America that are going to be out on Saturday. I don't know that that's exactly accurate. Carolyn in Heartland texting in, yes, we will be in Oconomowoc at 11 o'clock and then Waukesha at 1 p.m. for No Kings. Dan from Wausau listening on WXCO says, bring your American flag to the protest and show how we love America. Make sure no one disrespects it.
Absolutely.
Julie in Wausau, I will definitely be at the No Kings protest on Saturday in Wausau. I think the most patriotic thing we can do is to hold our country accountable to the ideals voiced in our Constitution. Well said, Julie.
Absolutely. That well was wonderfully said. Yeah. I hope all of you have the Civic Media app. And or you know what, honestly, like even if you don't have it, I'm not trying
to take a picture.
Take a picture and you can text it to us as well. It's that easy. It's that simple. We just want to see all of the events. And yes, a lot of coverage will happen in the big cities, but I want to see those small towns. I want to see those villages, unincorporated areas, the kind of turnout. If I see three people in a place as a population of 300, I'm going to be like, yes, here we go. Because that's what makes it special. And I would love to know between the election to January to June to that, to the, to, you know, I'm sorry, let me say it again. I'd love to see the election to the inauguration to June's protest to now, how many people who voted for Donald Trump are now joining that movement saying, no, don't say you are wrong. I'm not needing that. As Will Westmoreland said, just say you were lied to. And that's when the work starts.
Yep.
There, I would love to see how many people are there with signs saying, it's me. I'm the problem. It was me. And they're there to be a part of the solution.
Pam Bondi.
Oh, God. Why did we were having fun.
Pam Bondi, our attorney general.
And congressional yeller at her.
Yes. Said on, I believe it was Faux News. What a shock. Quote, this is one of the things about Antifa. They're very organized. You're seeing people with thousands of signs that all match. Someone is funding it. We're going to get to the root of Antifa, and we're going to find and charge all of these people who are causing this chaos. Yep, Pam, I got a little tip for you. If you actually go to the No Kings website, which we will include in our show notes, they have a list of suggestions for signs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not being printed up and handed out like the ones that were handed out at Donald Trump's rallies that said mass deportation now. Like those were printed up and funded.
Correct.
But I think people are making their own signs.
Yes. And the other thing that's important about these types of protests that are, well, all over the place, but connected by one group, essentially, is that the language has to be right. Because if we see incendiary, vulgar,
hateful
language, it sullies the message. And they become, that sign becomes the story, not the movement. So they want, it's to stay on brand and stay on message. And but also have some fun. Put some sparkles on there. Maybe someone should go buy a unicorn costume at a store today, Jane, and expense it to the company because it's called research.
Walmart has an inflatable Joyfee inflatable costume unicorn for $33.99.
I will give a lot of money to charity to see that image. I'm not going to lie to you. But yeah, it's anything they can do. And honestly, like, it's just, it's exhausting. And unfortunately, as Andrew Watkins once has said before, this is not the fringe, people. These are our leaders.
Yes.
And they have the voice and the platform, and we have to listen to them incessantly drone on about lies and misgivings, misinformation, disinformation. You pick it. This is how you stand up. Period.
Scott Bessent.
Yuck. Another one.
Said, quote, this crazy No Kings rally this weekend, which is going to be the farthest left, the hardest core, the most unhinged in the Democratic Party, which is a big title, Scott Bessent said, no kings equals no paychecks, unquote.
I thought a federal government shutdown equals no paychecks.
So unless we give Donald Trump unlimited powers to do everything that he wants to do, which he thinks he can pretty much do anyway, nobody gets paid.
I don't understand what that means.
So are we just give him a crown?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, we'll just give him a Nobel Peace Prize. Just give him one.
Mm-hmm.
Just find something.
The groups of people who are like participation awards are making us soft. I really want to give this guy a lot of participation awards. So, I don't even know. I'll give Scott Bessent one piece of credit. He at least referred to it as the Democratic Party, not the Democrat Party.
Good point.
But I don't know what that means. I mean, the hardest, like, what does it say? The farthest left, the hardest core, which I hate that same sentence, the most unhinged in the Democratic Party. I can't wait for some 74-year-old grandma to be like, look at Betty. Betty is the farthest left, Jeannie from Eau Claire, the hardest left, the worst
crazy.
Of core.
Just crazy.
The Democratic Party of titles, the no kings of equal paychecks. I'm just, whatever. It's just word salad and blah.
This is our opportunity to buy silly inflatable costumes and wear them in public, and it's not Halloween.
I'm talking to you, upper management. Expense this one. We're doing research.
Inflatable unicorn costumes, I think, for everyone.
Yes.
We have news coming up next. And then when we return, we will lighten it up with audio sorbet. So stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting dots, not just talking points. WMDX. Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We're entering day 16 of the government shutdown. Senate lawmakers Wednesday for the ninth time failed to pass legislation to reopen the government. Thousands of federal workers remain furloughed. The Trump administration says it will fire over 10,000 workers, even as a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown. A fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. So far, Hamas has not disarmed nor returned all the bodies of dead hostages to Israel.
President Trump telling CNN that essentially he could give Israel the green light to resume its attacks if Hamas doesn't comply with the ceasefire agreement.
ABC's Ian Panel in Jerusalem. 29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht, the man accused of starting a fire that eventually became the deadly blaze that devastated the Pacific Palisades area of Los Angeles earlier this year, indicted by a federal grand jury. This is ABC News.
The Brewers head to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, Game 3 of the NLCS. Tomorrow evening at 5:08 between the Brewers and Dodgers, the crew losing last night's game 5-1. Do the Brewers need to improve their focus? Pitcher Freddy Peralta.
Yeah, we have to, 100%. It's not fun to be 0-2, you know, going to L.A. I think we have to turn the page and try to come back in Los Angeles.
The Brewers have only 2 runs on 5 hits for the series so far. They've struck out 15 times. Pat Murphy.
You know, we chased way more than we've chased all year. We've been the best in baseball at not chasing. These pitchers brought out the worst in us.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Thunder, 116-112 at Fiserv Forum in their final preseason game.
Again, it was not our best basketball game, but offensively, we were really good. If we can play the same type of offense that we played tonight, you know, we're going to be pretty happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Week 42 of the 2025 movie season is at hand and with some nice choices. First up, what do you get when you cross a venture capitalist, a gig worker, and an inept angel? A comedy drama called Good Fortune, starring Keanu Reeves, Seth Rogen, and Aziz Ansari. The film is drawing good reviews so far, and it's nice to see another comedy in the theaters. After the Hunt, starring Julia Roberts, opened in a limited release last week and goes wide this week. Reviews are just so-so for this crime drama. Black Phone 2 hits the big screen to pretty good reviews for this horror film starring Ethan Hawke and Madeline McGraw. The film is pulling roughly the same fresh rating as the first Black Phone at around 80%. Opening in semi-wide release are two dramas. The first is Urchin, starring Fear the Walking Dead alum Frank Delane, who plays an addict living on the streets of London searching for redemption. Truth and Treason is a German historical drama about a teenager in a moral dilemma as he tries to avoid the Gestapo. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a slight shower chance and a low in the upper 40s. And staying on the cloudier side tomorrow, again a slight chance of a shower, high upper 60s. Partly sunny in the mid-70s Friday with a few showers around. Cooler again this weekend. Right now it's 53.
The John and Gordy Show.
And then they settle for lower tariffs, but still high tariffs. And everybody's going, oh, what a relief. No, it wasn't a relief. It was a distraction. It was a con.
We have Matt on the phone.
MAGA's a big cop-out. It's all smoke and mirrors because they know they can't compete with China. So instead of trying to invest and compete, we're just going to make most of the Americans poor and impoverished. We're going to go back to slavery.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from WXCO in Wausau, Wisconsin for their open house. Chad Holmes from XCO is along, as well as Dan Schaefer on the Recombobulation Area on Politics. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, 855-752-4842. You can leave a text, you can call, you can also leave a voice note.
Absolutely.
And if you can leave a comment as well, if you're watching on the live stream, good morning, live stream.
Hi, live stream.
On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. This is the portion of the show that we call Audio Sorbet, where we lighten things up, get away from the news. Essentially, we attempt to
clean your ears with fun.
So here is today's Audio Sorbet question. We were talking about this as we were putting the show together this morning. Guys, specifically, do you pedicure? Have you ever had a pedicure? 855-752-4842. Have you ever had a pedicure? That is our today's Audio Sorbet question. I think a lot of women do. You go for a mani-pedi. I have talked to a couple guys who have gotten pedicures, and they loved it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah. I would also, I mean, I know we're directing this towards guys, but I'd like to know, if you don't,
why?
Why not? And yeah. And the reason why I ask is specifically for, and I'm gonna call you out, Calvin, but it's because I love and I want to share and I want to connect with people. But there's a specific reason why you've never done it, and it's not what I think people would expect from guys. Calvin, why is it that you have not gotten a pedicure ever?
Well, I can't say this is the sole reason, or
the sole reason,
even the primary reason.
Nice,
but I have ticklish feet, and I kind of am worried about that.
There you go. Understood.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that completely. They're pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Once, you know, if you go to the, I go to the same person and have for a long time, and I'm really ticklish too, Calvin.
Yeah.
But he will be very careful not to make me lose my mind.
And if they start tickling you, get up and walk out. Well, you didn't pay for that. You did not pay for that at all.
No, if you tell them, you know, if you tell them, just be careful, I'm really ticklish, they'll probably do that. 855-752-4842. Have you ever had a pedicure? Guys, in particular, just curious. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would like it. I really do.
Yeah.
No, Dave, you're not on my bed sheet.
I don't understand where that came from.
I don't either.
No,
not at all, Dave.
What happened, Dave?
We love you.
We love you, Dave. We love Dan, New Berlin.
Dan from Wausau on WXCO. I've never had such a thing. Not that there's anything wrong with that, in a Seinfeld voice.
Yeah.
Andrew from Maine, listening on WAUK. I've had a pet cured, but it wasn't a boy dog.
You know what? Don't be funnier than me, Andrew, okay? I don't have much in life. I don't have Jane's brains and or looks or talent. I don't have Calvin's know-how brains and or looks and or talent. All I have is my humor, and sometimes that falls flat. Don't be funnier than me.
855-752-4842. Guys, specifically, ladies too.
Yeah.
Just curious, do you pedicure? Have you had a pedicure?
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about a pedicure? Are you pedicure curious?
Are you pedicurious?
Pedicurious. Oh, I like it.
I hate myself.
That's the whole name for the segment. No. Brett from Brown Deer is on the line. Good morning, Brett. Thanks so much for joining us. What about you?
Hey, guys. That's a great topic. No, I've never had a pedicure, but every year my wife's Thai, so we go back to Thailand.
Yep.
Okay.
And last 2 years or 2 years ago, they have those fish tanks.
Yes.
Yes. Where they nibble on your toes.
Oh my God. Talk about ticklish. I'm really ticklish. It was so hard to keep my feet in there, and I'm laughing. And it goes on a while.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, though, it really felt like a chemical peel or something.
I believe it.
I could feel it different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It gets you all nice and smooth and like baby toes and all those things.
I've got the feet of a baby's butt right now.
But I can see that, Brett, with being really ticklish with those little minnows.
I don't want to assume what you look like, Brett, but from your voice. And by the way, I just want to say really quick, while you're on the phone, you texted earlier. I just want to say thank you for your service. Thank you for your text. That doesn't go unnoticed, and we appreciate your sacrifice. But also, your voice strikes me as a gruff guy, a manly guy, and I just want to picture you with fish nibbling at your feet and you going, tee-hee-hee-hee.
I kind of used to look a little bit like a biker.
Yeah.
So, when everybody thanks me for my service,
yeah,
I always tell them, it really was an honor and a privilege.
Thank you.
And thank you all for paying taxes so I could.
Thank you. Yes.
You're awesome, Brett.
Thank you very much. Thank you for contacting. Awesome, that was a got some goosebumps right there.
Thank you so much, Brett. Really appreciate it. And thanks for joining in on this. Guys, specifically, ladies too, do you pedicure? Are you pedicurious? At 855-752-4842. Tony on the live stream says, nothing against it. I just don't care about it too much. Plus, I have three kids, so I'm too busy. I get that.
That just sounds like excuses for not pampering yourself. Have a me day. I'll come up there. I'll take care of the kids. Trust me, I'm cool. And you go pamper yourself. And I say that because I was so against pedicure. That's how this all came up. Once again, we don't plan audio sorbet. It just happens during the prep.
We're kicking things around.
And I said that I was very against pedicures, and it wasn't for manly reasons, because if you know me, not manly. It just kind of weirded me out. Not a big feet person, don't really enjoy the looks of them. But I went up to San Francisco to see my brother-in-law with my wife, and my brother-in-law, God love him, he's not so much a planner with saying, hey, what do you want to do? He's a planner who says, we're doing this. And he got his pedicures. And I will say it opened my eyes a whole new world. And I love them. I don't do them all the time, but I do indulge when I can. And I would say they actually, it's a pampering thing, but you feel the difference.
You do feel
it. It's
difference.
Not just like, oh, I'm going to get my nails done. It makes you feel good. But a pedicure actually, especially if you have feet that need attention, it'll make you walk different. It'll make your feet feel different. I mean, I used to have something on the side of my big toe that was just like
big callus or something.
It wasn't callus so much, but like there was no feeling right there. It was I don't know how to describe it. It just felt like hard skin. And someone just took a pumice thing and boom. It has actual benefits too. And that's what I would say is like, it's not just treating yourself, but see how you feel afterwards.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Do you pedicure is today's audio sorbet question. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, absolutely.
Yay.
Just part of something you have to do to take care of yourself, and I'd rather somebody else cut those claws than me. So.
I mean, feet can be kind of gnarly anyway, right, Troy?
And I didn't for a long time, but you know, as I've aged, it's easier for somebody else. It's harder for me to bend down there. So you know, and reach those. So and. I'll be texting you pictures from Boston on Saturday.
Yay!
My stepdaughter lives up there, and I've got to go up and fix a couple of things up there for her. So okay. I'm going to a rally up there instead That's, of Mount Horror.
Love it.
Send us pictures, Troy. Send us pictures.
You can also email them to janesays@civicmedia.us. Send those pictures to us. We want to see about your rally pictures. Also, speaking of pictures, Brett sent pictures of the fishicure.
Thank you, Troy.
Thank you very much, Troy, for reaching out. And yes, everything about what I thought Brett looked like is true.
Oh, that's so
I expected
awesome.
A mustache or a beard. But yes, and his face is like, ooh, it's amazing.
Oh, I bet that was so he was so ticklish.
Brett, can you text us? I don't know if I would love to share these on our socials if possible. If not, I won't share them. And if we can't, I won't share them. But this is wonderful. I think this. Because I want to speak to David, who's listening in Richland Center right now, who says, no pedicure because my feet are ugly and they would need an industrial grinder to tackle that job. I understand that. I think that's one of the reasons why I didn't do it. Self-consciousness.
Because you think these are so bad, right?
They've seen worse.
Oh, absolutely.
And even if they haven't, they don't judge.
No.
And honestly, I'm going to put a guarantee because if Bob Jr. can make comments about autism and Tylenol, I can say this with confidence. You will feel better after you had it done. And especially with what Troy was saying with regard to clipping the toenails, that's important just for the health of your feet because ingrown toenails are a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they can really work on your cuticles and make sure they're healthy. That's the other thing, too. It's just like your fingernails. You got to be healthy or there can be problems. So, yeah.
Jenny on the live stream, they're especially helpful for folks who have trouble reaching their toes or have circulation issues. Men deserve good things, too. You are absolutely right, Jenny. Yes, they do.
God, I cannot speak to that enough. And that is a huge, huge thing for men to really. It's difficult.
Well, it's trying to get past all those stereotypes, right? And what has been ingrained in us for so long.
Yeah. And
that I think real men don't do this. Well, back in the day, good heavens, if you watch Mad Men, they got manicures.
Manicures. They got
regularly.
They got pedicures. They wore nice suits. They had their custom tailored suits. I think, you know, I know this is sorbet, but I'm going to take a moment and I say this with all knowledge that what women go through is a struggle and it's hard. And I'm not comparing and saying it's just as or worse. But unless you're a guy, I think especially living in America, you don't understand. It's hard to understand. Not you don't. It's hard to understand these weird pressures because it's not like the pressures of Hollywood to say, look pretty, Jane. It's the pressures from society saying, don't cry because you're a man. You must provide because you're a man. Don't do that. You're a man. You don't have time for that. You're a man. It's difficult. And unfortunately, it's ingrained by our parents and our grandparents because so on and so forth. So
yep.
If getting a pedicure is the one thing you can do that can take care of yourself, feel good, and maybe feel better, go
do
for it. And don't tell anybody either. You don't have to tell anybody. Just try it. I want you to try it.
Absolutely. Dan from Wausau, I love this so much. Yeah. Texting in from WXCO. Oh, no. Will Jesse Waters at Fox call me beta and take away my man card? LOL.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Dan
just
in Wausau.
Just don't use a straw, Dan, because that apparently is irrevocable offense for a man card.
Or eating ice cream
in
public.
Ice cream.
Or voting for a Democrat.
Yeah, that'll make you a woman, too, apparently.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I'm all for it and I think it's great. And I think it's something you should do. And women, if you're out there and you have the same feeling as Dan does and you're self-conscious about your feet, I get that too. Go for it.
Trust me. After the winter, because I don't get pedicures during the winter, when I go for the first time in spring, I always apologize. It's like, I know it's disgusting. I'm really sorry. They stick your feet in there for 15 minutes.
Can I tell you a really quick story about a pedicure going wrong? Or do we have some? Okay. I thought we had some on the phone. I went to get a pedicure. My fifth anniversary with my wife, we got like an all day spa and I did a Parafem dip and the Parafem was so hot, it burned my foot. So don't do that. Don't do a Parafem dip.
Get a pedicure.
Get a pedicure. Treat yourself.
Andrew from Maine says pedicure is feet, right? I mean, I haven't had either sets of my nails painted, hands or feet or other treatment done. Aside from dropping a tire on my foot, I don't think that counts even if it turned colors.
I get footicures and handicures all the time. What are you talking about?
All right, when we return, this shouldn't be a thing. We'll end the show. The Mothman cometh. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Pick us up around the world on the Civic Media Network.
reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway. And from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays. Pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning, welcome back. Matt Nair on air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show tomorrow, friend, colleague, host of Amicus, a law review, Saturdays at 9 o'clock. Jim Santel will be here in hour number one. There is a big case going up before the Supreme Court today.
Civil rights, or voting rights.
Voting rights.
And he has said before on his show that this will probably be the most important decision to come out of this court for this term. And we need to keep our eyes on it. And Jim will delve deeper into it. And if you want to know more about his show, listen to Amicus, a law review, every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., a fascinating look into the world of law, a thorough but very digestible breakdown of what's coming out of the world of law from the lower courts to the highest court of the land. And it's great. And you can always listen to it. If you can't listen to it live, you can go to civicmedia.us/shows, download the episodes, listen to it anytime you want, or subscribe to it as a podcast.
And J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, their sports guru, we're going to join us in hour number two, game three tomorrow night.
We're going to talk about the Packers. We're going to talk about the Badgers. We're going to talk about baseball.
We'll probably talk a little baseball.
Baseball.
As well. That is all coming up tomorrow.
Why does baseball kill me?
Right now, 10:54, Calvin, that means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This from NPR, Bill Chappell, with the byline, devotees of the mysterious Mothman descend on its West Virginia hometown. Every September, streets in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, are taken over by Mothman, the mysterious creature just like Bigfoot who has inspired books, movies, podcasts, and devoted fans. The 2025 Mothman Festival. Many people in costume.
Oh, shocking.
Walking beneath giant inflatables with Mothman to the Ghostbusters Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. For celebrating a dark and mysterious being, the vibe at the Mothman Festival is surprisingly uplifting. Eric Johnson, visiting from Chicago, says West Virginia is beautiful and Mothman is to die for.
That's what he wants.
Mothman's local origins came in a late-night sighting in 1966.
Sighting. Air quotes.
Yeah. In 1966, two young couples reported seeing and being chased by a towering winged humanoid creature just outside of Point Pleasant, West Virginia. The story sparked interest and established Mothman as a famous unverified creature. But for the folks in Point Pleasant, it is undeniably real.
And this, kids, is why you should always say no to drugs.
People line up for pictures with the giant Mothman statue, often including front and rear angles because of the figure's famously shaped derriere, dubbed the Shiny Hiney.
Mothman works out.
Summer Maddox from California said she is wearing a form-fitting, curve-hugging black bodysuit with a black hand-painted moth cape, red spectacles, red contact lenses that I made for the costume to embody Mothman. This is my expression of the female version of Mothman.
Okay.
Mothman Festival started in the early 2000s. The Big Boost, a movie with Richard Gere and Laura Linney called The Mothman Prophecies. I have never heard of that.
Oh, I have. Wait, Laura Linney?
Laura Linney. Oh, Richard Gere.
They were in Primal Fear together, too. That was a good movie. But, yeah, okay.
There is a Mothman Museum.
Of course there is.
A corner store that holds memorabilia, newspaper clippings, and eyewitness accounts of Mothman sightings.
Where's the Mothman Museum? Steve's house.
Mothman Festival draws 20,000 people.
Yeah.
To Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which has a population of 5,000. It has turned into a three-day festival. Millions now flow through Point Pleasant, West Virginia over the weekend. This is Christmas for us, says a local retailer, probably as much as the whole year put together.
I wonder if they have a 5K where they're running into the Mothman. People dress up as Mothman run after you. Because they did that in Milwaukee one year, like a zombie dash or something, where you're running
and
you get chased by these people dressed as zombies. I mean, I love the economic impact and I love the fun, but it's the people out there who are like, but you don't understand, man. The government wants us to not believe it's true.
In Mothman.
Richard Gere was trying to tell us something.
Hope Love, who grew up in Point Pleasant and sells handmade crafts, including Mothman potholders, said that Mothman put Point Pleasant on the map. About 2 months ago, I had someone in here from Taiwan and someone from Germany. This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mothman Festival.
Mm-hmm.
All thanks to Roger and Linda Scarberry and Steve and Mary Mallett, who reported in 1966 they had been chased down the road by a man with wings glowing red eyes, 6 to 7 feet tall.
Sure.
Whatever makes you happy.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
I just want a Mothman potholder now because they exist.
Well, there you go. Well, now, okay, Christmas is coming.
That wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening and watching on the stream.
Yeah.
It genuinely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it here. News is coming up next, followed by Tom Hartman on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. So far, Hamas has not disarmed nor returned all the bodies of dead hostages to Israel. President Trump now saying he'll tell Prime Minister Netanyahu to resume military operations in Gaza if Hamas violates their deal. But says ABC's Ian Paddle in Jerusalem.
Hamas insisting it will honor the peace deal and return the dead hostages, according to U.S. advisors. The militants handing over two more bodies to Israel, but the Israelis accusing Hamas of stalling.
The government shutdown drags on. Russ Vogt, the Trump administration's OMB director, saying on the Charlie Kirk Show the number of federal employees he expects to lose their jobs has jumped.
I think we'll probably end up being north of 10,000.
This has a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown. The Supreme Court Wednesday hearing arguments in a case that would further gut the Voting Rights Act and strike down a provision that allows considering racial representation in drawing congressional districts. ABC News.